If there's one person in Charlotte that knows how to move a team and move them quickly, it's equipment manager Jackie Miles, and I'm joined with him right now inside the Panthers equipment room. And when you guys move down to training camp, you usually have a bit of an offseason to prepare for it. But when you make a move to the Super Bowl, what obstacles do you face logistically?
It's kind of like a training camp move, except, like you said, you have all summer to pack for training camp and then a week to move down there. We're here. You know, you have 1 week to get all the way across country, and a lot of obstacles. We've done it before many a times. This is our second Super Bowl, but we've moved around a lot.
You're fortunate enough that you have a pretty big team to help you with all of this. Who do you have going with you staff-wise, and what are their responsibilities once you're out there?
I have my staff, Donnie Toner, who's been with me since day one, who's excellent. He knows the drill. And Greg Allman's been with me for about 15 years, and he knows the drill. And then we have Matt Warsick, our seasonal intern, and he's really a good little worker employee. And then we'll have my son John Miles and Phil Yahtzee's son Tim. And then we're gonna get everything packed up, get to the airport with a truckload of equipment, and on Sunday. And then when we get there and we land, we'll have a truck waiting for us. We'll offload right then and there. The team will go to the hotel, and me and my guys will go down to San Jose State and set up.
What might the fans not know that you're going to have to pack? Obviously, you can think of the apparel, the jerseys, the equipment, but what are some things that maybe the average fan might not know that you're responsible for moving?
With the Super Bowl, you have a lot of gift types bags, and so, we had to meet with Nike, and they're going to give all the players a nice little goodie bag. So stuff like that, we have to coordinate. Most of the stuff going now is the stuff we're going to play in the game. But, just for a regular game, you don't have to pack practice equipment like practice jerseys or practice pants or practice mesh bags or practice shoes. So, it's kind of, I think people are just thinking about the game itself. We got to pack for a week of practice. We also had to bring some football sleds out there that they're not supplying, and some, clocks for practice. And I think people just forget that it's a week of practice too.
Well, if there's anybody that can make this move seamlessly, it's you, Jackie. Enjoy the week out there. Soak it all in, and best of luck to you with the move this week.